Ass and titties. It's time for the news with Leanne Moll.
Lovely, thank you.
Very serious news, so let's get straight into
serious
it.
Serious news. Oh, man, Africa.
Uh-oh, don't tell me we're going to Nigeria again.
No, it's Libya this time.
Uh-oh.
Heavily armed gunmen have stormed Libya's parliament, demanding its suspension and claiming loyalty to a renegade army general who's vowed to purge the country of Islamist militants.
Mm. Oh, I'm almost missing Gaddafi. At least he kept things under control and told those people to shut up and sit down.
Sit down. Mm. Also in Africa, Mali's Prime Minister Moussa Mara has announced that his country is officially at war. This after he sent in troops.
With who?
To reclaim the northern Malian town of Kidal from Tuareg separatists.
Oh, those That's Tuareg. Who. Those Tuareg separatists. How the hell can we ever advance forward with the Tuareg separatists on our backs the whole time?
The action was sparked by the deaths of 6 government workers and 2 civilians in an attack on the regional governor's office. Clashes have been ongoing since yesterday. Reports suggest that 36 people on both sides have been killed. Speaking of Nigeria, all right.
Oh boy.
Well, our very own ANC Women's League president, Angie Motshekga, has announced a petition calling for the release of the girls kidnapped in Nigeria. The petition will be delivered to Nigeria later this month by a delegation from the League and the government. She says the purpose of the petition is to indicate South Africa's support for Nigeria and its desire for the girls' release.
Is this the first time South Africa publicly issuing support to Nigeria on this issue, or have I just been sleeping?
I haven't heard anything before this.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
Everyone's had an opinion from somewhere else, but I haven't heard anything from South Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that everybody's united on this, but I'm wondering how much it makes a difference if we all put up a little hashtag, bring back our girls. I don't know.
The petition is, what's it going to do?
No. If you really want to help, get on a plane to Abuja.
Jeez.
And drive out there with a rocket launcher on your shoulder. And if you see anyone from Boko Haram,
right,
shoot that rocket right up their assholes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's how you could be helpful. Bring back our girls by blowing up Boko Haram.
Shame, this is sad. We had Johnny Clegg here the other day. He came and chatted to us, and one of his backing vocalists has been shot dead during a robbery in Troyville, Johannesburg.
Oh.
It happened on Saturday night in Princess Street. 4 men approached him. His name is Bongani Masuku.
Yes.
As he was parking his car, demanded a cell phone and his car keys at gunpoint. A struggle ensued, so he did try and fight back. One of the men shot him several times and then got into a minibus and sped off. He did, however, manage to drive himself to a nearby fire station, but there he collapsed and died.
Oh, shame, man. What a horrible story.
Johnny Clegg says on his official website they're shocked and saddened by Masuku's death.
Oh.
Yeah, they've known each other for decades, haven't they?
Mm.
Yeah,
began working together in 1992.
I hate when talented people go. I've said this before. I feel I profoundly more sad when a talented person dies. And especially when they die in some violent, horrible way. I mean, you know, if it was a Kardashian, I wouldn't be sad at all right now. That I can promise you. No sadness.
There's a big hunt in Britain, well, off the coast thereof. A lot of questions being raised about this hunt. It's for missing...
Is it a beaver hunt?
No, it's not. It's for British missing yachtsmen. Or missing British yachtsmen, rather. Their families have been engaged in a desperate attempt to have their search restarted after they vanished from their capsized vessel in the mid-Atlantic.
Mm.
They're on a yacht called the Cheeky Rafiki. It's 40 foot, and the U.S. Coast Guard has called off the search because of concerns about treacherous weather. There are also concerns about the activities of a Greek-registered container ship which encountered wreckage from the British yacht but continued its voyage without investigating further. There are 4 men who are missing, 21-year-old skipper, a 23-year-old, 56-year-old and 52-year-old, and 2 were volunteer crew members.
Don't go on yachts and things. Just don't. We're not meant to be on the sea. I stay away from that stuff.
We're not meant to be in the air either, but you've got to hop on a plane.
Well, you have to, but I don't want to. Please believe me, if my feet aren't firmly on the ground, I'm insecure about it. Trust me. You know, you just read these stories. Every day there's something that goes wrong with someone on a boat somewhere or someone on a plane somewhere. It's not cool. Stay to the The ground is your friend. We've evolved to deal with the ground. Barely.
Well, this guy dealt with the ground for 28 days on an island.
Who?
Graham Jenica.
I was going to say, was it one of the survivors?
Yes, it was. Yeah. He's the winner of SA's Ultimate Survivor. The jury has spoken. The final was last night, and his flame is still burning. He wins $1 million and a whole lot of other stuff after surviving 28 days of conniving, plotting, and scheming.
Got to be better ways of earning $1 million.
Hmm.
Starve yourself.
Yeah.
28 days.
Hang around with people who lie to you.
Steal it. I mean,
I'm glad he won, though. I watched it because I've been watching the whole season of Survivor.
Oh, you think he deserved it?
Mm. Oh, definitely. He deserved it. But it was very frustrating watching the show last night because the finale in the studio, in the TV studio, is always so cheap and tacky and just always seems like such a downer after a really good season.
Everyone looks different.
Yeah, they all have too much makeup on.
Can't recognize it. They've all put on weight again.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
No.
So it's depressing to watch the final show, even though you find out who the winner is.
There was one thing that wasn't a snooze fest this weekend.
Uh-huh.
The Billboard Music Awards took place in Las Vegas last night.
Ah.
There was a surprise performance by a hologram Michael Jackson performing Slave to the Rhythm. That's a new single from his second posthumous record.
Here's a nice message from, let me just get it quickly, from Rick. He says, fuck you, Gareth. Now my phone only lasts till 10 a.m. because of the battery. I hate you guys. Oh. No, I don't.
Oh, car charger.
Rick, you sound a bit bipolar. Hashtag just saying.
Apparently the Flappy Bird guy, since this has come up a couple of times, the reason that they had to remove it from the App Store was because they stole code from the Mario Brothers game.
Oh,
you see, it looks that old.
Mm-hmm.
It's that type of technology. Oh.
And then someone here says, this is Elizni or something. She says, please vote for my cousin Sundry, who entered me into the Sari Voorblad Gesig competitie.
No.
Now, let me be clear about this with peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about these stupid competitions. Don't ask me to vote for you. And don't ask anybody who's listening to us to vote for you. We hate these things.
And if anything, I would go to the site and pick who I want to vote for. Maybe she's not the deserving winner.
She says, you must go to the site. There will appear 5 lipsticks. I'll appreciate it even more if you can choose number 5. That means we give her a rating of 5 lipsticks.
Oh, she's trying.
You know, I actually saw this. I saw this Sari Voorblad Gesig thing on Twitter, I think it was, somewhere on social media, and I thought, oh, that looks so lame.
I don't think I'm Sari's target market, so I'm going to pass.
Why would you say that, Mubs?
I don't read it.
Really? Why not? I thought you were a big Sari reader. It's so weird that you would not be.
Isn't it?
You're a very dark horse. I had you down for a Sari reader, for sure.
I mean, you looked at me and you thought she's obviously a Sari reader.
I had no doubt. This is a surprise to me. In fact, this is more of a surprise to me than if they found that MH370 plane.
Mm. I just find that they don't really speak to me.
That's so bizarre. I thought that you were exactly their target market.
Haven't you been on the cover, Maps?
Yeah.
Gareth, didn't Sari magazine give Charlize Theron her first break?
I think they did.
She was on the cover of Sari when she was like a beauty queen.
Well, you know what? If you really feel like you want to help Elisma, whatever her name is, then go. Vote. I'm not going to.
Isn't it amazing that Sari has lasted all these years? It's still around?
It is. But look, it knows its market. Look at Mabali. She's a big reader. Massive Sari fan.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. No idea you weren't a Sari reader.
Do they have like a beaver hunt at the back of it?
No, that's different. Totally different magazine. Beaver hunt.
Oh, no.
Do you remember those? What was it? In Scope or something, was it?
What did you have to do?
Hustler.
What, were there a whole lot of them and you had to find one or what?
No.
People stuck photos of their wives and girlfriends.
Women would either send them in themselves or their husbands or boyfriends would send them in.
Just of their beavers, so no face
no
picture.
Faces.
No,
sometimes
everything.
There'd be faces, but they'd be these really crude pictures of like women lying back with their legs wide open and like smiling, or they'd like have their hands parting everything in the exciting
parts. Lots of hair as well.
And then they go to work the next day.
Yeah.
But these are normal women. These aren't porn stars.
No, these are normal moms and sisters and wives. And,
why?
And then they'd get to work and, hey, Chantel, how are you? I saw you in Beaver Hunt yesterday. Well done.
Oh.
Beaver Hunt.
I can't.
It's a great name. We should have a show called Beaver Hunt.
Or maybe just like a feature, like a contest.
Yeah. We should reignite that fire. People clearly liked sending in pictures of them. And this was in the days before social media, so you couldn't just take it on your phone. You had to actually get a camera.
And get it developed at the
chemist. You had to develop the photograph and then send it into the
Hustler
magazine.
Throw the bad
ones
into the boo-boo bin.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the trouble you had to go to get your beaver out there. It was hard work in the past. Now it's so much easier. You just do it on your phone.
And Kim Kardashian thinks she works hard.
Yeah, why don't you send us a picture of your beaver on WeChat? Someone just sent a picture of like a mosaic thing that she did.
Is it of a beaver?
No.
Oh.
But now you can. Now you know you can send us a beaver.
Jeez.
Don't be shy. May as well have some fun with this. I mean, there's got to be some point at which you're connected to the world.
Mabs and I will send in ours, and then you can guess whose is whose.
It'll be tough.
We're not including our faces on it.
It will be difficult.
Sure,
must warn you.
That would be a hell of a quiz. Nice. Damon, I have a feeling you used to be a regular subscriber to Hustler.
I've never ever bought a copy, but there'd always be one lying around somewhere. And I always used to look at beaver hunts. It used to fascinate me. Like, why are these women doing this?
And sometimes they'd be old women.
well, not young women, put it that way.
Yeah. They wouldn't be girls in their 20s. They'd be,
oh, yeah,
be women in their 40s, 50s,
40s, 45,
even 60s.
Okay.
And they would send these.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not cool that we don't have it anymore, but it was in its time. It's one of those relics from the past that nobody really understands that stuff anymore because now we have phones. So why would you ever go to the chemist, have your photos developed? Ah, let me just check because I've got to send one of these into Hustler, and you look through them.
Can you enlarge that one?
Yeah. Can you clean this one up a bit? This is a bit of it looks a little.
I want it glossy, fuzzy. Not matte.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting. All right, what else have you got for us in the news?
Gosh. Okay, so we'll get...
Look how distracted we got by Beaver.
We'll get a little cranky sometimes.
Uh-huh.
This story from the Daily Maverick. When 62-year-old Manhattan resident Anton Parisima does, he makes it count. Parisima was so disgruntled with his fellow New Yorkers, he decided to take them to court for the record-breaking amount of $2 decillion.
No, but that's ridiculous.
But
what is it all about?
What is that?
Okay, that's got a mind-boggling 36 zeros after it.
Yeah, sure. He's getting guess this guy's going to get his...
It's more money than even exists on Earth.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He's written a 22-page handwritten lawsuit detailing his grievances against New York City as a whole, also a bakery, a Latina dog owner for a bite he received from her pooch, and even a Chinese couple who took a photo of him without his permission.
Does this guy, when he drops out of his madness for 5 minutes, does he really think that there's any possibility that this ridiculous lawsuit will be heard?
He's not going to drop out of his madness because he's done this before, unsuccessfully, of course, suing the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, that went very well. I just don't understand.
An idiot.
Like, yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Get over yourself. Go and find a job. Do some hard work. Most of us... We wake up in the morning. The average person in South Africa or in America or wherever, we get up in the morning, we go to work. We have to do something that we get paid for because we're adding value to the earth. All you want to do is be paid for existing. Screw you. Get a job, you loser. Someone should punch you in the face on your way out of the courtroom.
Give you a wake-up call.
Yeah.
I mean, their families, like this normal family in South Africa, they were normal, the Mhlongos. Until a mysterious force started attacking them in February. They've been having this problem since February. This, of course, comes from the Daily Sun.
I was going to say, I thought that you were using them as a source suddenly.
Mm, they live in Fundo Park in Fort Lewis. Mm. And this is Grace, who's 51. She says, one day I did the laundry, hung it on the washing line, but the clothes suddenly started burning. And that was just the beginning. After that, someone would throw stones at us every time we walked out of the door.
Someone or something?
Something. Alfred, her husband, would be driving and suddenly his car doors would just suddenly open as well. So people with real problems, money started disappearing, you know?
You know what? The Daily Sun is a hazard. It's clearly a problem because Ditokoloshi forces ghosts. Why do they only attack Daily Sun readers?
Yeah, if you read
the problem
any other
is
newspaper,
that newspaper.
Right. So here's my advice. If you're a Daily Sun reader and terrible things are happening to you, stop reading the Daily Sun. Start reading the Daily Maverick and your life will improve.
There's
you won't suddenly. You know what it is?
The common
it's got
denominator.
To do with being. It's got to do with being smart. Something you've never heard before. No one's ever told you this because they patronize you. So I'll tell you. The reason bad things are happening to you is because you believe in superstitious nonsense. If you stop believing the superstitious nonsense, you will stop being bothered by these forces. For example, if you don't believe in ghosts like me, ghosts never come into your reality. I've never seen one, never had one throw pots at me. I've never seen mysterious things fly off the wall.
You've never cooked food and then when you open the pots to eat, they find them filled with soil or grass.
Never happens. Is that what happened to them?
Yep.
Soil, huh? I reckon they've got a child who's taking the piss out.
Well, they gave their daughter
children.
Money
there we go.
For school, but uh-huh. This thing, they said, tears the money up in her uniform into pieces.
So it climbs into her uniform.
Her uniform.
This doesn't, I mean, it sounds more like a super force.
No,
like X-Men rather than
It's the daughter. The daughter is high on tick and she's tearing up the money herself in her uniform. She's in the uniform. Who else could it be? And then to mess with her parents' heads, she fills the pot with soil.
And grass.
And she throws stones at them from behind a sheet and they don't know. They're so doof, they don't get it.
Oh, man.
Sets everything alight. Oh,
please. Tick is bad, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And just the last thing, the BAFTAs took place. Those are the British TV Awards.
Oh, wow. How did those go?
Well, the one that won is a TV show that I haven't seen yet. I don't think we've got it yet, but I hope we do get it. It's a show that's called Gogglebox, and it films other people watching TV shows. So it's a reality thing, and it proves that watching people watching television can be surprisingly entertaining.
Hmm.
So it's a Channel 4 series. It's been voted one of the most unlikely hits of the past 12 months, but it's drawn 2 million viewers.
Oh, I think that's cool.
So they put cameras in people's sitting rooms.
Right.
And the audience sees them reacting to the programs that they watch. In fact, one of the stars include Steph and Dom Parker,
right.
Seemingly permanently tipsy B&B owners who proved so popular they've been approached to host their own show.
Oh, nice for them.
It's beaten Dragon's Den. It's beaten The Undateables as well.
So now all you have to do, here we go. We've come to this terminus in television viewing, where viewing other people viewing TV is what
step.
We call entertainment. Well done, humanity. You've come full circle. You're back with the apes. Congratulations.
It is a little ridiculous.
No, it's stupid. Have you ever heard of anything so dumb in your life?
It's got to be good. I mean,
I don't want to watch other people. That's like, why don't, if you want to watch other people watching TV, just turn around in your lounge and face the people who are facing the TV. You don't need to watch that on TV.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm gonna try and look it up. I want to see if it's really that funny.
You don't have to. Go to someone's house and watch them watching TV. See how long that entertains you for. You have to be extremely, unbelievably, stupefyingly stupid to actually sit and be entertained by someone else watching TV.
Well, if this show won an award, then there are a lot of stupid people around because clearly it's a hit.
Oh, man.
Gogglebox.
Such a low common denominator. No wonder Godzilla and these movies are so popular. We can't wait for humans to be destroyed.
To be wiped out.
Because we look around us and we see this kind of behavior and we're like, oh, something bad's got to happen. Something terrible must happen to humanity. This is not good for us. Keep hanging around. A couple of cool messages here. I'm loving this message to screen thing.
Yeah, we can tell.
Amazing, yeah. Pictures of Jay-Z, embarrassing pictures of him with Beyonce. Then Rob Gents sent me a picture of a lady shaving a beaver.
An actual beaver?
Yeah, yeah.
The animal.
The animal.
Okay.
She's busy shaving a beaver.
Right.
And she's smiling.
Oh, wow.
And then Rob said, cute girl shaving her beaver. That's lovely.
It's like a misleading Heat headline.
Sia. Are you moderating this or are you just sending all of them through to me? They just come straight through to me? Good, because I don't want you moderating. I don't mind anybody being abusive or rude or sending something disgusting.
I sent through another message. You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm. No, what did you send?
It says, where are you?
Leanne, I'm right in front of you. Stop being stupid. Why don't, are you one of those people who watches TV to watch other people watching TV?
Yes, I am. I admit that's very good.
Okay. There we go. Now we know who it is. It's behind this plan. It's already 20 after 7 and it feels like we just started talking. That's a good sign, isn't it?
It is.
Oh. 0861-555-189. 0861-555-189. Interesting news. MTN, you know, we got the special deal with them on WeChat where you can get for 15 Rand, as little as 15 Rand a month, you can get unlimited, uncapped Unradio. For now, go. You could buy that internet services package from MTN. 15 Rand a month. You're not going to get any surprise in your bill at the end of the month because I don't want that. I'm not going to deal with that. And if you do this, you will be joining over 100,000 people who've already bought this.
Mm. So you can listen to Cliff Central for free.
Yeah, for free.
But listen to that number. Over 100,000 people have already bought it just so they can listen to us.
That's amazing.
I told you we have the best and the most loyal and the most perfect fans in the world.
We might not have any friends, but we've got a lot of fans.
Yeah. You don't have any friends. Leanne's only friends are her cats.
I'm a bit confused.
Uh-oh.
I thought if you buy data bundle for 15 Rand, that's it. If you don't use it for anything else, if you only use it for Cliff Central, that's it. But you have to do it every month?
I don't know. I think you might have left over. I'm not sure how that works, but I think even if it's 15 Rand a month, that's less than a box of tomatoes at Woolworths. So it's still going to save you money. What are you confused by? You look.
No, I just thought it was a once-off. I got my SIM card and I put it in my old phone, and I bought the data bundle of 15 Rand, and I thought if I just leave it, that's fine. I don't need to buy any more data bundles.
Maybe.
Because I only use it for Cliff Central.
Only.
Only.
Only colleagues.
All right, well, I think that's how it works. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out this stuff myself. I'm thrilled that over 100,000 people have bought them.
Isn't it 110,000?
Yeah. He said over 100,000.
Yeah. Well, you've got 110,000. Sounds better than 100,000.
Yeah. Okay, Damon.
Well, the good news is that they probably want to continue this. Now, we're just waiting for the other networks to wake up and take notice. Very slow. They've really got to pick up on this before it's too late and they get thought of as being backward.
They've got to hop on the train.
Yes, because people want to listen. And you shouldn't be standing in their way, networks. Help us out. Help us help you. A couple of nice things on Twitter. Someone thinks that Damon and talking about Beaver Hunt is the best thing they've ever heard. And Stan says, listening to you and your team in the mornings, it's like it is a different radio station.
Well, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Stan.
Yeah, well done, Stan. Sure. Been in a coma for a long time, Stan. Welcome. I had to pray that I do not meet a Stavros because of Gareth Cliff. I might just burst out laughing. It's all the Greek story about a guy called Stavros earlier, if you're wondering what that's all about. All right, it's 23 after 7. That's the news with Leanne Moll. We've still got Corne Kriecher coming in. We've got Jonathan Witt, our doctor, who's going to start a medical show here.
Oh,
that's going to be helpful.
Maybe he can tell if you are getting sick or not.
If people need advice on all kinds of medical things, we will be able to help you with that. And who else do we have? Didn't you organize those swimmers? It fell through.
No, it hasn't fallen through.
Oh.
The swimmers are going to... The one guy, he's away. He's going somewhere. He said he can only talk to me when he gets back later in the week, but they're very keen.
Who are they?
The guy's name is Jean Craven.
No, what are they doing?
Oh, well, I'm going to get there. They're going to swim. They're going to swim along the Bering Strait between Russia and the USA, and they're going to swim it. I don't think it's been done before.
Are they all men?
All men, unfortunately, but the medical team are all women.
I hope they're not going to be doing it in a Speedo.
The one guy's doing it in his Speedo.
It's very cold.
And the other guy's going to be doing it in like a wetsuit. They say they'll come into the studio in their swimming gear.
And the Speedo.
And the Speedo guy as well.
Oh. Okay.
But no woman, only men.
I don't know if it's brave or stupid, But good for them.
Well, they're doing it for some charity.
Well, we'll meet them. That sounds good.
The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus and Will.i.am and Wiz Khalifa in there. And it's called Feeling Myself. Very, very nice.
What is feeling yourself?
Oh, always. make a little bit of time for yourself every day. Everybody should.
Self-love.
Yes. It's extremely important. Otherwise, you take out your frustrations on other people, and that's not fair. It's a very selfish thing to not sort yourself out. And people think it's very selfish to do that, but actually you're saving humanity a whole lot of sorrows. Because you get your business going, you don't have to involve other people, and then you're not a problem.
One bit of hand action at a time.
You're not all horned up all day. It's a very, very it's a sensible way of going about things.
You're not humping feather dusters and
right.
tables and...
Safest sex you'll ever have. Anyway. All right, a couple of things we've got to get to because we're going to TV just now. But I thought you might like this. A friend of mine has got this... He's got a whole bunch of YouTube clips. And you can go and look it up. It's called Hard Eddie as opposed to Ed Hardy.
Oh, yeah?
Hard Eddie... You may recognize this kind of a person, even if you don't know Hard Eddie. Here he is talking about Bennett's and how important, in fact, Leanne probably went to school with Hard Eddie. Bennett's and how important it is to have a Morphe Jana.
Okay.
According to Hard Eddie, right?
Morphe's and Bennett's are like Hunter Hurst Helmsley, Shawn Michaels, and Randy Orton. Look, they don't always operate as one. They don't always see eye to eye. But at the end of the day, they've got each other's backs like our Dribben Oak from the back.
There he is.
Witches and Bennett's. Welcome to another exciting and informative episode of Hard Eddie's Guide to Life, where I pull you out of the well of cuckness and into the sunshine of blazing inferno of happy.
What?
Today I'm going to talk about an issue that is controversial and very close to my heart. Not since... creatine was banned out of high school rugby. Has there been a matter as controversial as the one that I'm now going to bravely and boldly address? The importance of having a Morphe Chana. Now, I know what you're immediately saying. Hard Eddie, how can you possibly suggest that anyone should ever have a Morphe Chana? It goes against the foundations of everything we believe. It's like reading. It's like learning mathematics. It's like putting your weights away at the gym. It's completely blasphemy-cankerous. And you can't ever do something as ridiculous as having a Morphe Chana. Now, I tell you, there's strategy involved in my thinking. But this is like playing a game of chess on PlayStation, where they turn into Jedis and kill each other. This is the cleverest thing I've ever seen in my life. Behold. When you have a Morphe Chana, you gain access to the inner thoughts and inner mind of all Bennett's. Morphe's have got an amazing ability to not process carbohydrates. They are always in shape. Morphe's understand things women like shopping. They can take you shopping and in just a few hours teach you to buy things that your Bennett will absolutely love. And because you have showered her with materialistic affection, perform sexual acts upon you that she yesterday was not willing to perform. Morpheus can tell you where to get the best gel to make your hair hard and spiky so that if you are in a road accident, you are protected because of the hardness of your triangular hair. Do you think for 1 second a belter like Naomi Das would be in this video with a Morphe like Nick Billington if he wasn't a Morphe? But I'm not a Morphe, and I've asked her 17 times to wash my car, which is a nicer car than that, incidentally, in that same bikini, and she tunes me no. Why? I'm not a Morphe. But if I had a Morphe China, I would have been allowed to go there and watch it happen, which would have been better than just watching it on YouTube, on my phone, in the bathroom, when I'm alone, which is actually not fantastic resolution on a YouTube video, as some of you might now be realizing watching this very YouTube video. When you've got a Morphe China, you get invited to things like the MCQP. That stands for Morphe Jewel. And there, lank of Morphe's jewel. But you think to yourself, why on earth would I possibly want to go and jewel with Morphe? Firstly, because the music is flippin' tit. It's amazing. Secondly, because Bennett's, in their thousands, put on virtually no clothing and go jewel with Morphe's. When you spend time with your Morphe China and you have gleaned all the secrets that make Bennett's minds work and found ways to get them to do things sexually that they previously would not have been able to do, not the Morphe, the Bennett, I might add. Then, in order to remasculate yourself, which is a scientific term that you can get from both the Bible and the phone book and the Journalistic of Science Medicine, remasculate yourself by going and doing manly, heterosexual activities. Hit the gym with three of your mates wearing tiny vests and very short shorts, and then hold each other while you do repetitions to get more attractive and handsome for the women. Other ways that you can remasculate yourself. Watch WWE Wrestling. Admire the men in Speedos for their dedication to the gymnasium and the fact that they're willing to moor oaks that are the same size as them and only one at a time. You can remasculate yourself by going to a Linkin Park concert and putting your arms around your sweaty drunk mates and putting one of them on your shoulders and letting him jump up and down so that he can be the envy of the rest of the people that are watching the show.
Isn't this guy great? Huh?
Where has this guy been? He should be in Parliament. He should be in government.
You can find him. His name is Hard Eddie. You can find him on YouTube.
Oh, boy.
He's awesome. We'll see if we can get some more of his stuff going. He's very cool.
All right,
let's get live to Comedy Central. It is that time of the day, you know, where we have to go on TV.
Put on lipstick.
Try and
stuff,
look good.
Yeah,
you pass me your lipstick.
I've got some nice gloss.
Every morning now. Oh, every morning I get up and I have to go to that mirror and I go, I'm going to be on TV today.
Oh, the horror.
Get it all out now.
No, I better behave myself. It's about to all run. Yeah, good morning. Let's pretend. Let's all behave ourselves now and pretend that we've been on TV the whole time.
Okay.
Everybody look. Hey, hello. Yeah, how are you? Hey, I didn't know you were there the whole time. We've been doing filthy things while you've been away.
Oh, so disgusting.
Yeah. All the best stuff happens before we go on TV. That's the truth. I hate to tell you. I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad or anything. But we had beaver hunts. Just incredible things that have happened this morning before being live in Comedy Central, Channel 122. So if you really want the good stuff, you need to pay attention to the whole show. Some people think we're just a TV show. There's a lot more going on here. More than meets the eye. And Leanna Mabali, you should see what they look like before the TV part of the show.
Mess. Monsters.
They're come in here like bag ladies.
I've just finished combing my hair.
Wearing layers of tattered, torn, old, ragged clothing. Look, she's got a brush there.
Our faces without makeup look like we're on the set of a horror movie.
Monsters. there's a lot to talk about after the weekend. If you did something fun, you might want to tell us about it. You can always call 0861-555-189. It's that easy. 0861-555-189. There's also a little surprise guest later on. Corné Kricher will be on the phone. He was voted.
Well, it's not a surprise anymore.
Well, I mean, it's a nice surprise for a Monday. You don't expect Corné Kricher to arrive suddenly on a Monday morning. He is, of course, the captain who was voted the most popular captain in Survivor, everybody's favorite. And one of his tribe mates, his team members, Graham, won the million on Mnet last night. And it's a great show, Survivor. I've watched the whole season. It was terrific. There's some really interesting characters in there. But the finale is always so depressing because it looks like it was put together by mistake.
Someone named mistake.
What did you like about it?
Well, they should have taken the million away from Graham and used it to pay for a good finale because it looked like it was done on the cheap. With the set, with the beach sand, and they're all sitting there, and they've got too much makeup on, all the contestants, so they look all shiny, and you're used to seeing them on the island where they're a bit rough and raw, you know?
And raggedy.
And suddenly they all way too made up for
polished.
TV. Mm. Yeah, it's not real anymore. And then there's these awkward moments where, because it's a live show, they go live to the auto, the prompter, the script.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work, or you can hear, you know, it's just messy.
And it's still Nick Panathinaikos hosting, ne?
Nick. Yes, Nick.
Pantyhose.
Fakadikidis or something. What's his name?
Pantyhose Strikers.
Yes.
Pantyhose one. Strikers.
There we go. Anyway, he's quite good.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good presenter, but it's just the whole thing. They have
it's
this Jeep
awkward.
Parked in the background and it doesn't look as good as the island is what I'm saying. It's like if you're going to spend money on doing Survivor and you do the island, it feels to me like you've gone cheap when you come back to the studio and it's
yeah,
it's like someone's lounge.
It looks like they've got props up, which they do, but it feels
great.
Very proppy.
It's really not great. Anyway, so we're testing out all these new ways of connecting with people. So if you want to try them this morning, you can call us. That's 0861-555-189. You can tweet us. I've got all that now on the screen, which is a relief. Didn't have that before. And then there's...
Pardon you.
Sorry about that. And then there's WeChat. You can also go onto the app on WeChat and you can message directly to the show. It's under the options on the main screen. And then I get it right here. Like, here is Conrad Miller. Do you want to hear from him?
Well, yes.
Conrad says, first off, thank you to you and your team for taking the huge leap from radio. My mornings are so much brighter than before. Oh, isn't that nice? Mm. Thank you, Conrad.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
Yeah. Also glad to hear about the medical show because we've got Jonathan Witt coming in later on. He's going to be giving medical advice. And you know, people need that because you develop a cyst in your private parts.
Oh.
You need to talk to someone about it. Some people are embarrassed. They don't want to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So you can be anonymous. You can call in. Jonathan Witt will go, how big is the cyst? Can you feel it from the outside or the inside?
What color is the pus?
Yes, exactly. So here it is. That made me want to ask, what about an entrepreneur's show or business showing for our young entrepreneurs? Actually, we do have a leadership and a business show, which already started last week. And there'll be more of those this week. So make sure.
They're the intelligent people.
Yeah. Make sure you go and you check those out. There's lots of really smart stuff that goes on here too. People think that we're just going to do ridiculous and silly things. But there's actually a lot of really cool stuff happening on Cliff Central.
It's very diverse.
Absolutely. And then he says, anyway, thank you for all the kick-ass shows every morning. Peace and love, peace and love.
Mm.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Conrad. There's lots of other messages we'll get to just now. But this is new. We're trying out new things. So it's all happening live. And you get to participate and interact with us live. It's very exciting. I needed to get this out there because Jimmy Kimmel's been doing some interesting things on his show. He gets two celebrities and he gets them to have a curse off.
Oh.
So he finds celebrities that you wouldn't think had foul mouths, like Sally Fields. You know, she played Forrest Gump's mother.
Yes, she was in that series Brothers and Sisters.
That's right. She's a terrific lady. Real gem.
Yes.
Great actress.
Does she script these things for them or do they just come up with them themselves?
They have to make it up on the spot so you figure out how filthy and foul their vocabulary is. Listen to Julia Roberts versus Sally Fields.
It's a tremendous honor to have both Sally Field and Julia Roberts on the show tonight. And it's also an opportunity to find out which of these incredibly talented women has the foulest mouth. Cover your ears, America, because it's time for our first ever celebrity curse-off.
Oh.
The rules are very simple. Each of our contestants, you will have 5 seconds to come up with a curse. No repeats allowed, no touching the host's bell. I will be the sole judge that determines whether the word or phrase...
Okay, you just say one bad word?
Yeah, one bad word, and then we'll
go... No, we can say... You know, mixed together.
You do them one at a
time. Come on. You have 5 seconds.
Listen to this, Sally Fields.
Oh, she's ready to
go. She's fired up.
Say bad things, and then you go.
One bad thing. It'll be Sally's turn to say a bad thing. And then
how do
back
we know when
you.
Our turn is over?
Your turn will be over as soon as you come up with
God,
a word.
Oh, my God, this whole thing's going to be okay. Over.
And then whoever can't come up with a word will lose this competition. The other one will win. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm going to flip a coin.
Wait, you have to face that way.
Sally?
We have to face that way? Wait, who goes first?
Heads or tails, Sally?
Tails.
Tails.
You mean tails? Oh, it's tails. Got it.
Okay. All right.
Sure. That was Sally Fields.
Wait, I can't say what
can't repeat what she says.
All right. Why am I to curse off with the flying nun?
You,
How does
it's Julia
happen?
Roberts.
We'll see.
Her nunship has been revoked.
Okay, so if she says, I can't say it?
No, you can't say it. You have to come up with a new one. You have 5 seconds. Begin.
All right.
She said, she'll give you one.
Okay. Tucker.
Wow. Right. That's Sally Fields.
Okay.
Bad news.
Julia.
Kid.
Sally. Wow.
It's quite a fun idea. I think we should steal this from Jimmy Kimmel.
Julia.
Her brains.
All right.
Because they don't even swear in their movies, generally.
No.
They don't take on those characters.
No.
So it's kind of a shocker.
Anyway, so who knew that Sally Fields had such a foul mouth?
Unbelievable.
And she won. She actually won the celebrity curse.
But you could tell right from the start that she was fired up and she was ready to go.
She'd be feisty.
She never gets a chance, really, in her movies to swear. So
no.
It's nice for her.
She's always keeping families together and stuff.
Yeah, it's a cathartic experience.
And while we're doing ridiculous things, have you ever thought that a fat person can sometimes be a very good drum?
A drum.
Yeah, a fat person. You could play the drums on a fat person.
Like on their tummy or
butt cheeks.
Their tummy, their butt, and even their mouth if they go.
Yeah.
But the fatter you are, the more there's going to be some
resonance and stuff.
Resonance. That's exactly right. So there are three guys. It starts off with one dude. There's this big guy. He looks like a Maori wrestler.
Yeah.
He's standing in the middle of the screen, and they take turns in coming up to him and playing the drums on him. So I thought this might entertain you a little bit. Take a listen. He stands there. Nothing much going on. Looks at the camera. Guy in a tuxedo comes up.
Is he naked?
Yes, he's naked. Guy in a tuxedo comes up, and he starts playing the drums on him. You can hear the fat stomach.
Oh, look at that slapping, yeah.
You hear the stomach? Another guy comes in. And he takes the back. And the guy's, he's going red. His skin is going red.
Oh. Sounds good.
Get Sia in here. Sia, come here. I'm going to make you play the drums on Damon.
I was going to say, we can't play the drums on Sia. He's too skinny.
No.
Yes, come here, Sia. Come here. Damon, get in here. We're going to play the drums on you.
Ooh. Listen to that. Bit of face action there,
oh,
I think.
Yeah, you can hear the face.
It's quite impressive, though.
You're still going to be musical about it and have rhythm.
Yeah. All right, Damon, where are we going to put you?
Where should I stand?
Stand over there. And Sia, get ready to play the drums on Damon's big fat stomach.
This is the second time. I mean, this is the second time Damon's getting naked on TV.
I'm still scarred.
He doesn't want to do it, eh?
No,
he's going.
He really want to work in this industry.
He's going to do it. Oh. Go, Sia, go.
All right, just smack him around and make some. Okay. You know, you've got a sense of rhythm, right? Give it to us. Go.
Side to side.
Exactly.
Think of a song and play
ready?
The tune.
All right, let's go.
All right. Yeah, do it, eh?
Oh. Yeah, bring that microphone a bit closer.
He doesn't want to do it.
You should both come closer to the mic so we can pick up the sound.
You know, usually I jump up very eagerly when you call Gareth.
Just get on.
Because I'm so courteous.
Dude,
but
get on with it. There's no time for excuses. Come on. Let's go.
Blow it down there. Oh, we are.
No, come on. Smack it hard. No, smack it. Play the drums.
Oh, wait. Oh, that sounds like an udder.
He's going to need trauma counseling after this. I went to a trauma counselor. I can recommend a very good trauma counselor for you.
All right. Yeah, yeah, please.
Sounds like an udder.
Put your shirt on. Okay. No, I don't want to see this. What a horrible
That
thing.
Was a very lousy attempt.
Thank you.
I'll go and wash my hands.
Sure.
What did that feel like, Damon? Was that nice and soft?
That was really lousy.
Yeah, I agree.
You want a second attempt?
If he was like deserted on some island in the Polynesian area,
all right, Palesa, come here as well. We
wouldn't last a second.
Palesa, come here. Two hands are better than one. You and Palesa both.
Palesa from WeChat.
No. Our Palesa, the intern.
Oh, Palesa, the intern. Sorry.
Oh.
There's two Palesas. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah. All right. See, I go back there. And Palesa's going to help you, so you don't have to feel so alone. All right.
Man up, Sia. Come on.
Come on.
Put it in there.
Come on. Guys, I wanted to have some drums going here. Where is Palesa? Is she taking forever? Get in here, Palesa.
Oh, my God. Where's she doing her makeup?
Yeah, she's going to do her makeup for TV. Come here. All right. Between the two of you, let's get a drum solo going here, please. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now just because I don't have to do it.
Can I have some black background music, maybe?
Some black background music.
So they can work on something?
Some black background music. Well, you know what, Damon?
Come closer to the mic, Damon.
For black background music. Okay, listen. Let's go. This is funny. I like this.
Oh, we have a beat.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. Get out of here.
That was a lot better, hey?
It's like that cupping stuff they do to you after you've had a massage.
Oh, that's great.
It's always embarrassing.
That's lovely. Do they do cupping?
Yeah. Sometimes, as they finish off the massage, they go taka 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 tak up and down. It's like an old cellulite technique removal thing.
Cupping.
Everything wobbles and it's really embarrassing.
I thought cupping was kind of...
No, not hand action like that.
I thought, no.
Cupping. No?
I thought cupping was when they use actual cups and then they heat it and they put it on your skin.
Yeah, that is it, yeah.
Okay.
But this is the old way of doing it where they just used their hands and slapped.
All right, well, you learn something new every day. But I think it's quite cool. I mean, finally, something we can do with fat people. Everybody can have fun.
Everyone has their uses.
So if you have someone fat in your family or in your group of friends, try playing the drums on them. Everybody deserves some fun.
Fun for the whole family.
0861555189. What, Damon?
I'm a bit worried that it got my digestive system going, hey?
Uh-oh.
There is certain massage techniques that if someone's constipated, and that almost is the same thing.
Well, come on. It lasted a minute.
But it was enough to actually get... Yeah, I'm feeling,
oh, no.
Yeah.
He has IBS. He's got irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen here?
Well, I think I can hold it by 9 o'clock, I think, but I can feel that, yeah. But things have sped up a bit.
I don't want to know. If you need to go to the loo,
no,
just
no,
go.
I felt I needed to say it because somebody else who's listened to this will try this. So they need to know. People have got to know. You've got to be near a toilet.
No. Okay. All right. See if we can get some calls on because I know the lines are ringing and then you don't answer.
Jonathan Whittaker is going to come in now as well.
Jonathan Witt is going to come in now.
Yeah.
Dr. Witt.
Not Whitten.
Dr. Witt.
Yeah. You can ask him about your IBS.
Thank you.
Oh, he's exhausting.
I don't want to know his health problems. I really don't
He's
want
really
to know.
Telling us about his bowel movements.
I know.
Literally.
Live on television. The whole country has to be a part of this. Hearing about the fact that he's feeling a movement coming on. He's feeling a healing. All right. We've also got an alternate script from Game of Thrones. In case you watched the last episode, which was pretty big.
Oh, I still haven't watched it.
Pretty big. It was a big episode. Like every episode of that show is huge.
Yeah.
But there's a speech that Tyrion the Dwarf gives.
Oh.
We have an alternate speech.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that just now. All right. It is now just before 8 o'clock. Jonathan Witt on the way. We'll find out what he's up to.